This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, dear friends. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Klal Aleph, Sif Katan Zayin. We just learned in Sif Katan Vav that if a person is afraid they're going to lose their job because they don't know how to slander people in the coffee room, so be it. You have to give up all your money not to violate a lav, and the Ber Maim Chaim in the footnote brought from Rabbi Kiva Eger, even not to violate a Drabanan. You have to give up all your money. So then, what if it's just a matter of kavod, that you're not going to be with the in crowd if you don't know how to, if you're not a professional, Baal Lashon Hara, Moitzi Shemra, Veroichel, says the Chafetz Chaim, Mizenu Chaleda, from here we can understand the Koshkenim Negela, Rak B'Kavod B'Ama, certainly if it's only relevant for one's honor, Kugan Sheyoshe Ben Chaburas Anoshim, let's say someone's sitting in a group of people, Ve'in Loi Eitza Ichli Shamehem, and you have no scheme how to escape. So basically you're trapped. You're sitting among people and you have no way to escape. And they're speaking Lashon Hara. That is Lashon Hara Al Pidin. If you're just going to sit and be still, imam, and not help them, in their conversations, you will be considered like a fool. Bevadai aser is certainly aser. About this or the like, our sages have said, "Mutav la adam sheyikare shoita kol yamav." It is better for a person to be called a fool his whole life, and not be considered wicked before Hashem for a moment. You should energize yourself at that moment, with all your strength, to stand guard over your soul. And you should be confident. Your reward will be endless. Like our sages teach us, lefum tzara agra. In accordance with the pain is the reward. We also find in Avos Rav Nosson, kipam achas bitzar, mimea pamim shaloi bitzar. One time that a mitzvah is done with distress is greater than 100 times not in distress. Ubeyuray, the explanation is, kidvar mitzvah, the performance of mitzvah, a lifraish midvar ha'isser, or to separate from something forbidden, shabaloi al yedei tzar, that comes through pain, scharoi me'apamim yoyser, is 100 times greater, mi mitzvah acheres kamoysa, than another mitzvah like it, shabaloi shaloi betzar. V'al eiz kazeh, about such a time, Bevadai shayach maimer chazal b'medrash. It's certainly shayach, the statement of chazal in the medrash. Kol rega v'rega sh'adam choy sein piv. For every moment that a person muzzles his mouth, zoicha la'or haganos, he merits the hidden light. Shein kol malach ubriya yachal l'shar, that no angel or creature could estimate. Ule'inyin eich yisnaig im nispas chabur ra kazul inyin haychacha v'kabbalah, regarding how to accord oneself if somebody is caught up with such a group regarding rebuking them or believing the Lashon Hara, ayin lekaman b'chlal vav, look later on in klal vav, sivdalet hevav, v'ayin le'al b'psicha, look early in the psicha, in the lavin, ois tes zayin, where we said in ois tes zayin that if somebody tells you Lashon Hara, you cannot nod your head, you cannot show pleasure, and you are obligated to be moiser nefesh and not incur the sin of chanupa. Sifchas. Isser zesh lashon hara beinim hu mesapra lo befiv mamish oy shehu koysel av darbez mechtavai. There's no difference whether you say it or you write it. V'gamein b'chilik beinu mesapra lo lashon hara shel beferush. There's no difference if you say it outright. Uvein hu mesapra alav lashon hara b'derech ramez, or you allude to it. In other words, Nisht oif yenim gesagt, you know, I don't want to talk about this now. Okay, very good. You would have been better off not saying that. Once you said that, you violated Isser Dairaisa of Lashon Hara. When you say, you mentioned a guy's name, I'd rather not get into that. Okay. Just, you've already done a good job. You're oiver b'derech remez. Where do we learn this from? Rashi. Rashi in Parashas Kedoshim on the Pasuk of Seich Racha Ba'amecha. Rashi quotes the Targum, that Targum, Unklus, uses Lashon of court sin, that the Baalei Lashon Hara would motion with their eyes and gesticulate and make various movements with their fingers. And that was considered Lashon Hara. I, the Chafetz Chaim, asks, the Gemara in Bracha says, b'marava, when a person got married, they would say, matza, I might say. Basically, is your wife bad as death, or is she sweet? What do you, and they would be merames through the word ma. He would say either matza or might say. That shows that you, that Lashon Hara maybe is mutter b'derech remez. How are you allowed to say matza or might say? Says the Chafetz Chaim, maybe over there it's utilizing the heter of Ape Tlasa, because if the lady is bitter like death, then nobody could hide that. Yeah? So then maybe you could rely on the Ape Tlasa. If the Baal's Kavana is not Lahavir HaKoil. Or the Gemara in Yevamos, Amar Le Reb Chia Bar Rebbe Lerav. For example, who? He said, like your mother. How is he allowed to say that? It must be there was the heter of Ape Tlasa. Fine. We will discuss the heter of Ape Tlasa later, because it's very difficult to actually access that heter. Siftes. You should know further. Even if within the disparagement that you embarrass your friend, you also put down yourself. Let's say, in the very disparagement that you put down your friend, you embarrass yourself. Even if you first speak about yourself, you are still considered a Baal Lashon Hara. The fact that you include in yourself does not help. This is one of the rayas that I have, that there's no source that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. Even though it's one of like the most well-known stories with the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim supposedly was saying some, he was minimizing his own greatness, and then somebody got very upset, and the Chafetz Chaim says, from here you see you can't speak Lashon Hara about yourself. I don't think there's any halachic basis for that concept, that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about yourself. It might not be a smart thing to do, but this sif proves very clearly that it's not true. Because then the Chafetz Chaim would have just said that it doesn't help if you say it about yourself, because you're not allowed to say it about yourself. He doesn't say that. He says you're not allowed to do it anyway, because you're including the other guy. So I am not aware of any halachic source that you can't say. Now, it's not a good thing to do. You have to have self-respect. But I don't think it's under the guidelines of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And the constant repetition of that story, notwithstanding, I don't think makes it any more halachically true. Okay, but I'll let you think about that. That will be your homework. Have a great day, everyone. Brach v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.